政府がやっていることなので、まあ、僕は無責任で言えないんですけども、もうそうは言ってもエネルギーが勝つっていうふうに僕は思うんですよね。火星のことであって、まあ憶測ですけどね、のように期待してますし、香港のグラフィックデザイナーはそれこそ TDC とかでもたくさんの賞を取ってますし、優れた才能の人たちもたくさんいますよね。とてもなんか今だとグラフィックデザインにおいてはあれちょっと東京やばいんじゃないみたいなのを感じるぐらいのエネルギーを感じます。あと愛がありますよね、デザイン愛、そこに感動を受けますね。
So when he first encountered Hong Kong, it was like a storm bomb coming into suddenly one day suddenly. So it was like a sudden explosion coming from Hong Kong. That was his first impression when he really got into interested in Hong Kong. And of course, after 1997, everything changed in Hong Kong, obviously. And so there was more and more information coming in. We get to know more about Hong Kong, the new passion, the strong power. And his good friend, Stefan Steinmeister, as you already know well, when he was young, he was working in New York, but then he got offer from Hong Kong at that time, where he was very young. And Stefan had no idea how was Hong Kong, what it's like to be working in Hong Kong. So he just, almost like a joke, he proposed like a very high fee. And he said, yeah, why not? So he...
his agents.
Yeah. And then so that story was very interesting for Nakajima-san, because it's something that is very unique and strong all the time. You know, people make decisions very fast, very quick, yep, with very high passion. And I understand that nowadays in Hong Kong has so many issues, not just the design, but in
society. Yes.
But I remember like the time when the Berlin, East Berlin and the West Berlin, the wall, when they crushed the wall, you know, there was a story about David Bowie standing beside the wall on the east side. They'd be going up on the wall, and the wall crashed. And it's like part of human power, even though the politics and the government and the society has a lot of restriction for individual, but then the individual can change somehow, can change the world, I believe. So I want the people in Hong Kong to stay passionate, stay strong, and because that's how I always imagined about Hong Kong.
それと、中国の本土から、アイウェイウェイ